highly recommend this to any of the like dean students or early college kids that, I mean, you're gonna have to do this for the rest of your life. Might as well learn now.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, that dial with the knobs or the push buttons, you can preset to 102.9 on the FM band. Here today, virtually with Mitzi Guzzi to talk about November at the library. Mitzi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. We're coming up on the high ride of spooky season. And today, I think it's time we talk about the season of giving thanks.
Yes, as much as is going on in and around Franklin, it's always good to take a moment, take a deep breath, take a moment, and give thanks for what we do have.
Very true. And what we do have at the library is a whole bunch of fun and events to keep your family active and engaged in the community. And to start that off, library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, the library is still closed on Sundays,
Budget hasn't
and
changed yet.
the budget has not changed, and the library will be closed November 11th for Veterans Day.
Yay, veterans, thank you for your service.
And we'll close early at 2 o'clock p.m. on the 26th.
In advance of Turkey Day, yes.
Exactly, where the library will be closed on the 27th, as
Right.
everyone's getting together to celebrate what we do have to give thanks for.
Correct. A worthy thing to do. Yep.
Exactly. Now, to get into those events, for the month of November, we're starting off hot on November 1st. It's a Saturday.
Saturday, yes, because Halloween, and then you just recover on Saturday. But you can do stuff at the library.
Exactly. Beyond our normal events that are happening, we also have our Painting for Adults program on Saturday, November 1st at 1 o'clock p.m. This is a registered program. All materials are provided, and you'll be able to walk away with a step-by-step painting.
Wow.
It's a really nice project, and it's a really nice way to kind of like come down off the sugar high.
Yes.
You
Of
know,
course, if you
it.
want to, paint and have a piece of sugar, paint and paint, you could still do that
Oh,
too.
definitely. Definitely. I mean, there's a reason there's the parent tax. Now, moving on to the Monday, we have our first of two watercolor workshops with local artist Sharon Carlani. These are registration only and, are for adults 18 and over. So the first one, again, that's Monday, November 3rd, at starting at 6 o'clock p.m. The second one is a little bit later in the month, and I'll get to that when we get to
Okay.
that.
But it's part one of two.
Exactly. Now, on November 4th, we have a small, very niche presentation called Restoring the Promise, a discussion about immigration policy and the path forward, where we have a immigration attorney coming to the library to speak about the immigration process and to ask and answer questions on the path to citizenship. This is kind of a special event, especially geared towards our English as a second language tutors and our English as a second language students, but of course, it's the library. Everyone is welcome.
It's welcome, right? But it's really targeted for those who are in the process or wanting to know how to get into the process and the ins and outs.
Exactly. That is Tuesday, November 4th, starting at 6:30.
Okay. Yep.
Then we move along to Saturday, November 8th at 2 p.m. We have our craft along for adults. Another great way for adults to kind of de-stress as we move into some of the most stressful time of years.
Mm-hmm.
Registration is required. And again, all supplies are provided. You can find more information about what the craft specifically is by going to the library's website, where you can find full details on our calendar.
Correct. And we do include the link into the show notes as well, so you don't have to scramble for it now, but we do include the link.
Mm-hmm. We always appreciate that, Steve. Thank you so much.
We try to be helpful.
Now, again, that November 11th, we're closed, and then the 12th and 13th of November are half days for the schools.
Ooh, that sounds like more kiddie programs coming in the afternoon on both those days.
Exactly. So starting at 1 o'clock p.m., we have slime time on November 12th.
Slime! Where
you can come down to the library. We'll be making some clear slime and just having a grand old time making as much of a mess as we can contain, hopefully, within the library.
Without destroying the building.
You know. And then on November 13th, again at 1 o'clock p.m., we have a new program, Holiday Heroes, an interactive adventure, where our community will be able to join our local heroes from the Franklin Fire Department for an interactive adventure to prepare for a safe and healthy holiday season. Grown-ups and kids can learn some basic safety skills, explore ways to keep themselves safe, healthy, and merry over the next few months, where kids can enjoy interactive activities, and the Franklin Fire Department will be on hand to teach grown-ups the basics of infant CPR, especially, and more.
Lots of goodness. Sounds like it's going to happen in that session for sure.
It is a great event, especially for caregivers, for new parents, teens that are looking to get into babysitting.
Sure.
Just families in general.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend.
Yep.
Then that weekend is, of course, the book sale. So that Friday the 14th, Saturday the 15th. Come on down to the library.
Buck a book on Friday, buck a book Saturday morning, and then $5 a bag, as much as you can fill in the bag on Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
Wow. Oh,
you're getting good at this, Steve.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of practice.
Then, as well, on Saturday the 15th, we have our Dinovember party. Where
in November?
Yeah. Families come celebrate at the library. Epic dinosaur-themed party, games, crafts, snacks, maybe even a few surprises. That'll be starting at 10:30 a.m. Then, in the afternoon, you should come back to the library at 1 o'clock p.m., where you can join the Franklin High School Theater Company for a special sneak preview of the November musical.
Ooh, wow. Sneak previews. Those are cool.
So the November musical for FHSTC is Mean Girls.
Mean Girls. Oh, my.
Yes. So we'll have songs, dancing, and a little bit more as we kind of give the stage over at the library.
That sounds like a cool thing. I can think of some of the characters and some of the students I'm sure would just love to play those roles.
Really looking forward to it. It's a great collaboration. Then moving on to Monday, November 17th, we have Petite Picassos at 4 o'clock p.m. This is our long-running monthly paint program for kids aged 6 through 12, where all materials are provided.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Teensgiving on Wednesday, November 19th at 5 o'clock p.m.
So the week before Thanksgiving, you have Teensgiving.
Yes, this is a special program for teens to kind of join in a potluck celebration before Thanksgiving. Bring your favorite snack and your appetite, and we'll kick off the holiday with our friends in the community.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Then moving on down the line, we come to the Saturday, September 22nd, for Fairy Tale Fun, where we'll have a special visit from a royal guest. Definitely someone who is the belle of the ball. They'll be visiting at 10:30
Hint, hint. Pay attention to the words there. Hint, hint, and that's all I'll say.
a.m. And then at the library in the afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock p.m., we have our Science Chefs program returning with making butter, where we will wiggle and shake and dance and make for science. So
Wow.
it's an active experiment where we'll be exploring the process of how butter is made and making our own.
And you can take it home and use it.
Exactly. It's a really fun experiment and a great way to kind of get those wiggles out, especially during Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then obviously we come to that week of the Thanksgiving holiday with, again, the library closing early at 2 p.m. on the 26th, being closed on the 27th, and then we're ending our month with our annual Santa Story Walk on Saturday the 29th, starting at
Ah,
10:30 a.m.
Santa's around the corner already. Oh my.
I mean, as long as the big man isn't intruding on spooky season, I'm a little okay with him coming in at the very end of turkey time.
This is true. This is true. Yeah.
So, that is the general sum up, the quick overview of some of the bigger bangs that we have going on at the library. As always, that does not include all the daily events that swarm our calendar, as we have something going for a little bit of everyone throughout the entire month.
Yep, and for regular readers, and hopefully you can become a regular reader for Franklin Matters, the calendar is posted daily. And yes, I snapshot the senior center events and the library events, and it is chock full every day.
We do our best to provide for our community with what we got, and I think we're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's if somebody really wanted to do some competition, it'd really be a I think it might almost come out as a draw as to how many events you do versus the senior center does. I haven't calculated yet, but there's an awful lot between the two of you.
Well, it's not a competition, it's a collaboration.
Of
So we're really
course.
glad that the Senior Center is able to do what they can for our community, just as I'm really glad that we can do what we do for our community.
Absolutely. The more, the merrier.
And
Yes.
speaking of more and merrier, I would really like to emphasize that we have two big volunteer programs at the library, and I'd like to take a like 2 minutes to kind of give a PSA about those, if you don't mind, Steve.
Absolutely. And we won't hold the timer to you to the exact second. I mean, that's okay.
Well, the first one is our English as a Second Language program.
ESL, yes.
It's a program where community members come together to help integrate new people of the country, new people in our community, by helping them acquire the skills in English that will let them thrive. And it is such an important thing to be able to communicate. And being a tutor, you're not only giving that gift of better communication, you're also able to receive the wonder of their experience, the newness of their culture. And it really is such a give and take that is so very special as a volunteer opportunity.
Yep, I can concur. I think I said it once before, maybe twice. I did it once upon a time with, I believe it was a Moroccan individual, and I found out a whole bunch of stuff that I had not known, and clearly I still need to learn more. But yes, the key point is it's a two-way street, and you learn almost as much as they do while you're helping them.
Our other big volunteer opportunity is our annual VITA program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
Income tax. Yes.
I know it's not everyone's favorite subject, but it is a part of our civic duty that we participate in to collect funds so that we can have cheaper access to the things that we need, roads, schools, everything. It's a part of our civic duty that everyone chips into. And the VITA program is fundamental in providing resources to lower income households to avoid the $50, $100, $500 bill that comes with having your taxes done. We are looking for volunteers for our program. We provide the education and certification for those volunteers. So our volunteers get a deep dive, essentially, into basic tax law and basic tax preparation for the simplest, I just have one income, to people with multiple incomes and even entrepreneurs that would be filing a Schedule C or other deductions to be able to essentially help themselves make a better return for themselves as well, while being able to give that gift of a free service for people that really do need the help.
Right.
We have a lot of people come in, especially with handicaps or disabilities. We have a lot of people come in who have never done it before. Maybe their spouse has always done it and they're just overwhelmed. Maybe you end up with that teenager. It's their first time around after their first real job.
Yep.
And they really need a hand with it. I highly, highly recommend this to any of the like dean students or early college kids that, I mean, you're going to have to do this for the rest of your life. Might as well learn now.
Well, and I reemphasize the learning piece because you do provide the training. So let's repeat that. You do provide the training. You just don't walk in and say you're going to be an expert. No, you get training.
Yes, there is a full training and a certification process. And we hold your hand through it the entire time. This is not throwing you into the deep end. There's no complicated formulas. It is amazing how simple preparing your taxes can be when you have the understanding of what numbers need to be plugged in.
Right. Yep.
It is not complex algebra. It is simple addition and subtraction. As long as you know where the numbers are coming from, it's a lot easier. And building that confidence can be a game changer going on into whatever you pursue in life, especially if you're looking at entrepreneurial pursuits.
Oh, goodness. Yes, definitely.
With that, thank you, Steve, for letting me gush on about the great things that we have at the library, the great programs that we offer to our community, and how the library likes to give back. And we're very thankful for the community that we have.
Well, we're thankful for you taking time to share because there's a bunch of things happening in November. And yeah, it's also good to, on the one hand, take advantage of this and or that, whichever the family members want to participate in, and then also take that time to give thanks. So, listeners, thank you for listening. We'll include in the show notes a link to the library page, the library calendar, library newsletter, all the other goodness, so you didn't have to scramble and say, oh, remember this, remember that. It's going to be available. So, and then a quick reminder as well. We do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.